What's going on, homies and tricks? It's the one and only DJ Scandalous here. We're back with an all-new hip-hop episode of Scandalous Talk. For this episode, we're going to break down two recent articles about Eminem. One is about his publishing company suing Spotify, as well as a recent tweet, which got the whole internet buzzing. Let's get it. Alright, so we got this article in Metro Times here. It says, the lawsuit by Eminem's publisher against Spotify could be a case for the Supreme Court. Eminem's music publisher 8 Mile Style filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against Spotify Wednesday, August 21st. The complaint filed in a Nashville federal court and obtained by The Hollywood Reporter alleges that Spotify did not secure the necessary license before streaming Eminem's songs billions of times. The lawsuit also alleges that the Music Modernization Act, MMA, popular legislation passed last year with support from multiple sides from the music industry, violates the U.S. Constitution. As such, the case could be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The lawsuit scrutinizes the legality of the MMA and protects streaming services like Spotify, a $26 billion Stockholm-based streaming company, from the liability of copyright claims. It does this by making it difficult to sue streaming services for statutory damages, which are damages established by a statute that can be awarded per work. Due to this limitation, the complaint contends that the MMA violates two aspects of the Fifth Amendment, the Due Process Clause and the Takings Clause. The Due Process Clause guarantees a right to fair treatment by the court system, and the Takings Clause makes it illegal to take private property for public use without acquiring permission to do so. If it can happen to Eminem, it can happen to smaller artists, intellectual property attorney John Krieger told Pitchfork. The lawsuit also alleges that Spotify categorized Eminem's songs under copyright control, which is a designation which indicates that the copyright is unknown. Seeing how this is Eminem that we're talking about, the lawsuit also states that the designation is absurd because it would not be difficult to identify the owner of such popular songs such as Lose Yourself. The complaint goes on to assert that Spotify sent random payments for the streaming of songs including Lose Yourself to Real Slim Shady, which only purport to account for a fraction of their streams according to the suit. The publishing company that filed the lawsuit co-owns the songs in question and handles copyrights. The lawsuit discusses compositions, aka the sheet of music and lyrics, not the master recordings. Eminem himself is not directly involved in the suit. It actually came out that Eminem actually was not aware of this suit, and he doesn't even have to be in the courtroom or a part of this suit for his company to do this lawsuit. So it's basically the company that helped Eminem do like many of his older material and some songs, even on the Relapse album, and they went and they are the party that is suing Spotify. This is why I feel like Eminem, the Tupac Estate, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, they all need to come together and gain rights to their own masters, because you're going to have all these type of companies that profit off your back catalog, and they only give you a sliver, a fraction of what you should be earning if you had owned the masters. And we even seen this with Taylor Swift getting bullied around by the company that she used to be with until she signed with Universal now, which she does all her music through Universal and she owns her masters. But she does not own the masters that she made probably the last decade or so. So I think this is like a case where Eminem has so much clout in the music industry, and he probably has a lot of clout within Universal UMG, and I just don't see why Universal UMG does not go around and try to buy out some of these contracts and some of these companies so that their artists can actually own some of their masters. And really, something like this makes Eminem look bad, because all the articles online were showing that it was Eminem, but it wasn't Eminem, it was his publisher from his older material. So really, it paints him in a bad light, even though he didn't even do anything wrong here. Alright, let's check out this new article where he probably did something a little wrong here. This new article from Complex is, Eminem, people, they think they want this problem until they get it. So that's a recent tweet here that he did on August 28th, is people think they want this problem until they get it, which is kind of like a subliminal diss to people that are talking shit on him. So the article goes on to say that M tweeted this without giving a hint as to who he's referencing. M's name has been thrown around as a lot of late. During an episode of Everyday Struggle, Machine Gun Kelly claimed that he's willing to bury a hatchet if M is willing to respect his skills in front of the world. Which I doubt will ever happen. Put us on a track and see who comes out harder, MGK said, when asked if there's any hope for closure between himself and M. While MGK seems to be past the issue, the most heat M's been receiving has come to the hands of longtime pundit Lord Jamar. Lord Jamar is a reoccurring guest on Vlad TV, During almost every appearance, the rapper takes on the opportunity to discredit Eminem. This led Eminem to take shots at Lord Jamar on Fall, which was on his Kamikaze album. This did not stop Lord Jamar from attacking Eminem. As a result, M's close friend and collaborator Royce59 defended Eminem in an Instagram post aimed directly at Lord Jamar.
You know, like, I think if people knew how much money he made off of that shit, man, they probably would look at it different. Like, especially Lord Jamar, you know, like, you're a legend in the game, you're part of a legendary rap group. It's like you're going and sitting on this man's couch, sitting in this man's chair, and, you know, like, you running up these views because you got so much controversial shit to say about one fucking person. And, you know, he walks away with the check and you walk away, you know, craving attention. You know what I mean? Like, it's I don't even like seeing niggas in that space. I don't like seeing you in that space, brother. You know what I mean? Because, like, talking about him, like, real niggas don't listen to his music and all that. First of all, man, you're not, like, the measuring stick of who's real or who's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what you think about us over here or you think about me.
And that's actually ironic because I don't follow Lord Jamar. And I don't even know if he even put out an album. So who is he to discredit someone else's work and basically talk for a whole race of people? I hear Eminem all the time, whether I'm listening to it, whether it's in the gym. I hear people listen to it when I was going to work and stuff like that. So I hear a lot of people, a lot of different races still listen to Eminem and his hit songs like Lose Yourself and other songs that he did with 50 Cent.
I understand you said some shit like, yeah, you respect 50, but the other niggas know who I don't respect or whatever the fuck that was you said. Like, yo, I don't care about none of that shit. You don't have to respect me. Just don't disrespect me. I don't want no problems with nobody and I don't have to fuck nobody up. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. You're not cool to me. You're not tough to me. You're not the measuring stick of what street niggas listen to.
Exactly.
I don't look at you like no type of street nigga. I look at you the same way you look at Marshall. You say he talk about a bunch of shit he don't do. I feel like you rapped about a bunch of shit you never did and you still ain't doing. So what's really the difference? You know what I'm saying? And nobody's faulting nobody for having their opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have your opinion. And how I feel about Griselda, nobody can say nothing bad to me about Griselda. Those are my niggas. So if I go on your show and I do an interview with you and I know that you don't fuck with Griselda, I'm not seeing your side. You don't have a side in my book. And, you know, y'all keep fucking bringing my name up on the show. Like, you know, Royce would never say, come on the show and say anything bad about Marshall. You goddamn right. I wouldn't come on your show and say anything bad about any of my friends. I don't have an obsession with Marshall. It's just an isolated friend. I treat all my friends the same way. I don't speak bad on my friends. I don't have sides. It's our side. It's our side and you don't have a side. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's how I feel about that situation. And I really think if we came to a place where we can be a little bit more unified, if not even just in this country, because the value that we bring to this country is ridiculous. I think if we realize that and we could take that value either somewhere else or just stand with each other in solidarity just long enough to where, you know, we can get whatever it is that we need to move us forward as a people.
And there's actually around 7 more minutes of this, so guys, go check out Royce59's Instagram if you want to see more of this. And he has a point here. Instead of tearing each other down, why aren't we coming together to help each other grow and be put on a bigger pedestal and being put more out there? But like I said, this guy, I think he's the measuring stick. He doesn't have the credentials to come up against Royce59 or Eminem. So really, if you're taking this guy's opinions, either you're very gullible or naive, and that be that. But rumor has it that Eminem's going to come out with a diss track again or something. So hopefully he's cooking up something. He probably is. He's probably just waiting for any type of person or mumble rapper to come out and say his name so he can totally destroy them. You know, and if that's the case, it's a great time to be a fan of music. We already seen what Eminem and MGK could do. Brought back to like the 90s and early 2000s style vibe with the rap beef. It's a good thing if Eminem pops off against these guys. Anyways, guys, I'm going to be doing more like this. You can check out my podcast on anchor.fm or scandalistalk.com. You can check it out on Spotify. You can check it out on Podbean under Scandalist Talk as well. You can also check out my other Tupac vlogs here and another Tupac vlog on my DJ Scanless main channel on YouTube. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Peace out.